Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We got to talk Trey Turner real quick because, like, this felt like the week. You know, we've kind of been waiting all season for it to turn in terms of, like, and it's been slowly getting there and stuff like that. But to the point where it's like, all right, like, now we're talking about, like, expunging the guy. I know Joe Giglio was talking about early in the season, but now, like, other people are saying, like, if I could get rid of the contract, I would. People are like, trade him. People are like, we finally getting booed. He finally got benched as he needed to. He got kicked out of that game, clearly frustrated. Like, it feels like we've kind of reached that moment right now where it's like, all right, either this is the moment where Trey Turner is going to get better. I mean, he's not going to be Trey, at least in my opinion, he's not going to be like Trey Turner this year, but he's going to get better. Or it's a Nick Castellanos season from Trey Turner. Like, if I had to bet, I would bet on this being a lost season for Trey Turner. Like, I expect nothing from Trey Turner. Like, whatever I get will be a bonus. But, like, it feels like we're in a moment where it's either going to turn or it's not.
Yeah, totally. And especially because, obviously, I think they drowned it out a little bit of the booze on the broadcast the other night. Like, I believe
they did. I'm sure.
I heard from people in the ballpark that it was not great.
As it shouldn't have been. Like, I would have booed him in that. I mean, I would have booed. Like,
this is what it is. There's Bulldog Celts holding everyone
right, accountable. Buddy. Accountability, buddy.
Yeah. No one holds
you here.
Yeah, yeah. We are not blind homers at all. So I thought it was really smart of Topper to sit him in the last game of the series, give him 2 full days, and then reinsert him into the lineup on the road. They have 6 road games.
Very smart.
I think that's Thompson's biggest strength, that I think, is knowing his players. And I thought it was interesting. I think Howard asked him before Tuesday night, like, would you consider benching him? And Topper basically was like, I went to him, he said he wanted to play, I'll give him that. And then, like, we know no baseball player is going to say, no, I don't want to play tonight. And if they do, then you might not have a winner on your hands. And Rob Thompson took it away from him and said, no, you're going
to
sit.
We're going to give you time. He had to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, sometimes you have to take that decision out of a player's hands.
Totally. So I think that's obviously Rob Thompson's probably biggest strength. And I think getting him on the road is good. Now, tonight, I don't want to bat him. I don't think he should be batting too.
I agree with you, dude. Take the pressure off.
Let him just bat six.
Flip him and Bohm. Put Bohm in the 2-0, put him seventh, whatever, something like that. Bat six, put Stott up there and flip whatever. Like, I'm with you, dude. He cannot be batting two right now. He can't.
Two to me is more important than leadoff, especially for this team. Like, if Schwarber bats leadoff, hits a home run, or walks, we take that. You know, the strikeouts are going to happen, but having him there is somewhat. But the two spot, like, it was so refreshing on Wednesday night where Castellanos is coming up, and Castellanos hasn't been great since the All-Star break. But I felt like they had a chance, you know? Like, I felt like it wasn't like, oh, here comes a strikeout or a weak ground ball, whatever. So whether it's Bohm there, I think Bohm's like a classic definition
Me
of
too.
A two-hole hitter.
Me too,
like,
man.
He probably shouldn't be because he's
6'5". Yes, but he does. He can spray the ball, get the bat on the ball, can move runner over, all that stuff.
They put Castellanos there a lot. Either way, I think it would be a mistake to insert him and put him back at two. And great, like if he comes back and he bats six and he starts looking like Trey Turner, then move him back to two. It's fine, you know. Like that's, but to bring him back and put him right in the two spot, I think would be a mistake. I think it would be putting all the weight back on his shoulders. Like let him work his way through this. But I think you're setting him up for failure by putting him in the two spot, because I'm mostly with you. Like I just, if Trey Turner turns back into superstar Trey Turner, I'd be shocked at this point.
Shocked,
you know.
This year, next year. We're just talking this season. I'd be shocked.
And I don't think you can bank on that. So, they're not doing him any favors putting him at two. Let him bat sixth, and if he gets hot, he gets hot. He'll understand all that stuff. So, it's definitely reached that point of the season. And they can't do what they did. Listen, they got to Game 6 of the World Series. And I'm not sure who else they put in that spot. But I think they might have cost themselves a title. Keep batting Castellanos at four. And you last year. Now, you can't do that with a two spot in the lineup. I just think it's too important.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob's Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, and look, I know they got back to Castellanos in that spot, but there were points in the season where they did drop him to 7th and lower in the lineup last year. Like, he didn't just stay at 4 all year. So, I absolutely think you have to move Turner there. I think that is honestly imperative. I think it looks foolish if you come out with the lab tonight and Turner's at the 2-0 again. So, and again, like, I'm not, we'll see. But it feels like a Castellanos-ish year for Turner. And again, the most frustrating part of it, there's a lot of frustrating parts, but I think the most frustrating part is how Turner clearly seems like one of those guys, at least with Castellanos, give him credit, where, you know, not that he's a defensive stalwart, but he didn't let his offensive struggles affect his defense. He actually rose up and played better defensively because of it, made some, you know, as we all know, some amazing, unbelievable plays. Like, Turner feels like when he's struggling, it's full body, it's everything. Like, cause he is a better defender than we've seen this year. And certainly we saw it the other night when he got kicked out, like just booting simple plays. Like the ineffectiveness on simple plays consistently this year from him has just been something that, like, it just feels like it's not just, he's just struggling, like, across the board, you know?
Yeah. And it's probably the first time in his career he's really struggled. I mean, it's as simple as that. And the one difference is I don't think they didn't do him. It's not his fault. They just didn't, there was no favors given when he started the season and Bryce wasn't in the lineup and he's a $300 million guy. And you know that he's a new guy coming in. This team was just in the World Series and we got to be playing to that standard because mm-hmm. that's the standard of the team now. And Bryce is not there. You know what I mean? And now it's like, okay, you're the star. You got to carry us. And it stinks right now. And he's clearly letting him affect him. And it's just, you just have to hope that he can, that this is not what it's going to be like next year. Cause if it is, I mean, holy cow.
Well, then, I mean, that's a disaster. Let's not even,
it's a total disaster. So
put that out in the world,
not letting that out into the universe. Yeah. And, again, I'm not banking on this year, but to continue to bat him two and have Schwarber him 1-2 when Schwarber's in a downturn, it's killing you. It's killing you at the top of the line.
You can't do it. And I think you make a great point that the Castellanos thing last year played a role in them losing the World Series. You know, like, and we all said it the entire playoffs. We kept saying it, like, especially in the World Series, in those moments where, like, you know, like, as they were getting no hit and struggling, we're like, you can't have this guy in that spot. Like, they're not going to pitch to Bryce. They're not going to give Bryce anything hit. And, like, Bryce is your team right now. It's everything. It was a massive mistake by Thompson. And I think if you're going to say, and I agree with you, I think Thompson's biggest strength is knowing his players, but I think his biggest weakness is sometimes knowing who his players have been. You know, and that Castellanos example is an example of it, of kind of being like, well, he's Nick Castellanos. He's going to bat cleanup. Well, if I had to bet, I would bet Trey Turner is batting second tonight.
I would agree. And the problem is that they're winning last year with him there, and they're winning with Turner at the second spot and Schwarber at the leadoff spot. So what they have to be able to determine is how would they get that much of a bump by moving someone else there.
Totally. And how much would it affect Schwarber's mentality? And there's a lot of variables to that. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect trade deadline coming up. Let's get your take bag. Let's get this take bag out of the way. Come on. You got a perfect
deadline. This little cute little take bag.
Perfect deadline to do. Let's get your little cute little take bag out of the way.
So it is.
Oh, by the way, real quick, shout out to Miller Lite. Presented by Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. And I'm going to tell you about the Miller Lite account of the week coming up in a minute. Go ahead, take back.
Good, okay. After the take back.
Yeah, obviously, buddy. Come on. You think I'm a first timer here?
So, I think it's – I don't know the reason for it. I don't know – and maybe it's like – so, I think it would be excuse-making if it wasn't the amount of guys this was affecting. But I think it's at least interesting to put out into the hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And I get annoyed when people blame this. But when you look at, like, I'm going to go through all these names. And I'm going to say, what is the thing that these guys were all a part of?
The World Pete Baseball Alonso. Classic.
Pete Alonso.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. This is Team USA. These are the Team USA guys, okay? This is on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no, for real. It's good. Go ahead.
Alonso, down year. Tim Anderson, down year. Nolan Arenado, down year. Paul Goldschmidt, down year. Jeff McNeil, down year. Cedric Mullins, down year. Injured, but down year. JT, down year. Schwarber, down year. Trout, down year. Trey, down year. Bobby Witt Jr., down year. 11 players. Now, the players it hasn't affected is essentially just Kyle Tucker and Mookie Betts.
Shout out to my fantasy team, Kyle Tucker. I love you, buddy. What a hero. And I'll tell you, though, Kyle Tucker did start slow. It took him a little while, and now he's been awesome. Like, the last, like, month, he's been, like, carrying my team, both teams. But Kyle Tucker did start slow. I'll tell you that. Like, he was not Kyle Tucker for the first month plus of the season as well.
So I have no idea what to make of that, but that's something. A lot. That's a lot of guys. That's a lot of guys that have had down years, especially like some pedigree guys.
And Topper's been asked about it, and he's talked about it. And it's like he's not blaming it, but he's like, it is, you don't get as many at bats. You don't get as many reps. He's like, it is a different thing. You're part of this team. You're not playing every day. When you are playing, you're playing in a game. You're not like getting all these opportunities to work, all these at bats. It's not like a normal spring training. So, especially, we talk all the time about, you know, baseball players being creatures of habit. You know, it's a very different start to your season. It's a very different preseason, all that stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm definitely not saying there's nothing to it, for sure.
It's a lot of names. It's a lot of names.